Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go Cats!
And James Strebel.
Hey, go Cats!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
Rock track.
Yeah.
It just says heavy guitars on whatever kind of bootleg this was taken from. Or is it somebody?
Double bass drum.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. Anyway, it's The Take.
Full beats.
It's The Take on.
It is labeled as Of Mice of Men, Earth and Sky. I don't know what that is. Yes.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. That's heavy. That's intense.
That's heavy metal music, Jack.
That makes me want to fight. That kind of music is why I don't go downtown Louisville. And that is why I will not go to the Yum Center. Did you see that last night?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No wonder there's people stabbing each other downtown. I'll never go to the Yum Center ever again.
Oh, yeah. When we went to wrestling the other night, Andy, I just had to shield my son's eyes away from all the devastation in downtown Louisville. It was absurd, Andy.
Oh, my goodness. Louis Rabeau is active, telling us to bend the knee. Greg Doyle picks up an article, bend the knee. CBS, bend the knee.
So
we are bending the knee to Jack Grossman. We can get to that. Now, we have a bunch of sound today, Jack. I want to get to a little bit of sound here, and then I got something for U of L. Not something for, but I have a U of L football take that I want to get out of the way. Also, coming up in an hour, Mike DeCourcy will join us from the Sporting News. And then I don't know if we sprinkle some in here, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, Blank has some haymakers.
I don't know what happened. I mean, Blank's Blank all the time.
Well, Dina,
but he's a little more riled up than normal.
Dina was off today, so he was full Frankenstein.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, it was.
He had nobody to hold him back.
It was Kentucky. It was Kentucky.
It's all
show.
Kentucky show.
It was a lot of Kentucky.
So, what kind of Kentucky?
Bashing
talk?
Kentucky.
Just make sure.
Well, let's do the very beginning where he calls out Matt. You want to do
Matt
that?
Jones?
Matt Jones?
He calls out the. Oh,
I mean, for like 10 minutes.
Probably
10 minutes.
Yeah, the whole thing is him yelling and ranting about Matt Jones.
That was six clips today.
That was like 4 minutes long total.
So is it he and Biscuit?
Yes, it's him and Biscuit.
But Biscuit stays quiet, but Biscuit thinks that he's an innocent bystander, and my job is to make sure he's not.
Yeah.
Our job is to make sure.
He says just enough to where he isn't.
Okay, I would agree with that. Jack,
so
that is the perfect way. He's aiding and
abetting. Yeah, he's Paolo Banchero. Yeah,
exactly.
He's Paolo Banchero.
Exactly. So what do we have? Did you just give us a chunk of it or what? What do we have here?
There are six different clips of it.
Oh, there's six?
Yes, there's six.
Blanket Maker. He's going to Duke tonight, too. He's all riled up driving to Durham.
Let's just do it. Yeah.
Matt Jones, the guy who wants to probably run for office one day. It turns out that he's hypocritical. Turns out that Matt Jones is hypocritical. So
he's playing the hits, man.
So here we go. So for the Navy game, he did the tweet. Did he tweet about the Kentucky crowd? Let's check Twitter.
Oh.
No, he did not.
Let's check Twitter. No!
Keep going.
He tweeted about Cal's pullover, playing three bigs. He tweeted about a lot of things, but one thing Matt Jones did not tweet about was the crowd. Hypocrite again. Shocker. Deal with it. I don't know. Like, maybe it's a problem globally. I don't know, Matt, but maybe if you want a rivalry, I mean, we can do that. We can point out the crowd, and we can totally forget about the fact that, hey, maybe there's not that many people in Rupp Arena, and they closed down concessions in the upper arena. Or you could make it a Louisville problem.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
That's the best part. Deal with it.
I don't know. Maybe it's a problem everybody's dealing with. Or you could make it a Louisville problem and totally ignore the fact that the same thing happened to you the very next night at Rupp Arena, where you – just happily omitted any sort of tweet about maybe any Kentucky fan apathy for a game against Mount St. Mary's. Because Louisville played Navy. And I don't know how the equivalent happens there. Might be something to think about. Might be something to consider. Or just remain hypocritical. You choose. I'm good with that. Run for office one day. Lose. Burn up a lot of money. Or win and get Richie farmered. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. My opinions on, wow. on that is. I mean, look, he's playing the hits.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Run for office and lose. Burn up a lot of money. I mean,
or get Richie farmered.
Or get Richie. Run to get Richie farmered.
Play that again and Whoa. Then listen. Listen to how meek Biscuit is at the end.
He's playing the hits.
Might be something to think about. Might be something to consider. Or just remain hypocritical. You choose. I'm good with that. Run for office one day. Lose. Burn up a lot of money. Or win and get Richie farmered. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. My opinions on that is. I mean, look, he's playing the hits.
I don't
is
know.
Biscuit an innocent bystander?
No.
Okay,
Biscuit
go.
Says more later.
Yeah, he does. Yes.
Okay, so there's
more. I mean, again,
more.
That was like 400. That was, or 400. That was like 4 minutes long at least.
I just like the idea.
That was at 7 o'clock.
I just like the idea of Blankenbaker at home last night with the family.
Right.
You know, just, you know, enjoying a nice evening.
Oh, no.
And looking at Twitter.
He's
like
plugged,
I do.
He's plugged in.
I mean, I'm guilty of this, too. I'm not casting aspersions
it was,
here.
Yeah, but
I don't want to be a hypocrite like Matt Jones.
Do you think Blaine gets a text? Like a shadow
oh,
produce?
Oh, no. He's – oh, maybe. But
I don't know.
I think he's locked into Matt Jones's Twitter account. And he did. He started listing off Matt Jones' tweets and saying, well, I didn't see a crowd. I just imagine his wife saying, honey, let's go to bed. And he's like, no, I got to read these Matt Jones tweets real quick because I'm mad. I'm mad! And then this is what happens.
Texas says, if Matt Jones repents, will blank wipe thine booty? Texas says, yes. Blank is wrong, nuance is dead in America. Texas says, blank is funny calling it out, but he technically is right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing. Blankenbaker is correct on this.
Texas says, it's crazy how many media guys Matt Jones lives rent-free in their head. Texas says, does Strebel have any thoughts on Grossman potentially stealing caller Emily from him?
No, we talked about that actually on the post game
show.
Oh,
did
show
you?
Last
I did
night.
Not hear that.
Yes, yes, because someone texted that
wow.
in last night. I
How
said,
would that go?
Well, I said that, A, she's we're not anything, an item or anything. So if she's not affiliated with anybody, that's Jack's free to swoop in.
Oh, man. You vetoed
yeah,
twice
yes,
for no
yes,
reason.
But yeah, we did
just the
it.
Mention of her name.
Yeah.
It gives you a shudder.
That's not the timeline you go to for equal coverage, buddy. I'm just saying, man. It's ridiculous, and oh, I mean, you.
No, oh, the yet. Apathy! So sad. Oh.
What an opportunistic tweet! Like whatever, it's all silly.
Oh,
the concession stance in the upper arena of
crush
him.
KSR, crush him.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. I hate to see it.
There's a lot of unused, ice cream up there, and man, that's just so sad to me. I mean, hopefully, the apathy of the Kentucky fan base can really rally around. There's a lot of good people over there. Lots of good people over there, and I hate to see it. I hate to see it. Man, it's a problem everywhere.
We've hit the bottom.
Do you feel
that we've hit the bottom? And
yeah.
Biscuit, listen, here's what I need. You know what I want for Christmas, Jack?
What?
I need KSR and their minions to crush Biscuit.
Whoa. Wow. He's never had that.
He's never felt that heat, and I need him to feel that heat.
He's never had a horde of people
right.
go at him.
Right.
Because everyone likes Biscuit.
Right.
So he gets passes all the time.
Jack, what do you think about that? Would you want to see that or
it
not?
It would be something.
What a crap answer.
What
kind of a neutral crap answer? You got to pick a side with this one.
Come on.
Just like last night, you said you looked at Cal in the face, that beautiful Italian man, and you looked at him and you made the decision. Am I going to make $150 or not?
And you made a decision.
I don't need to hear.
It would be something.
Do you want Biscuit to be crushed by KSR minions or not?
It would be entertaining.
There we go.
Yes,
that's
of
a yes.
You do. You want Randy from the Holler going at
does.
Biscuit, doing what he does. You from Louisville, that city that's just dangerous. No wonder you're an idiot.
Texas says of Mice and Men is a Christian band. Okay.
Okay. Well, they rock out, I guess. I don't know.
There we go.
I didn't know. I know anything about that band at all until just now. So thank you, Texter, for enlightening us.
Texter says Biscuit is an enabler.
He
Texter is. Says cancel Biscuit.
No, we don't cancel
Texter
Biscuit.
Texter says crush Biscuit. Texter says Blank's man boobs are leaking.
There's a lot of man boobage in the 680 studio.
I'm not going to read that one, but it's funny.
Oh, no. What is it? It's not even in this discussion. Who's crushing Ents?
Don't worry about it. We'll get to Ents later on.
We will.
Because Ents is not happy.
No, he's
and
not.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a little bit of this Jurich?
Yeah,
I'd sound?
Love to hear some of this.
Because I have
Jurich
not heard
sound.
All of this, okay?
Okay.
So what's the good stuff here, Jackie boy?
But I wish we still had Tom Jurich because he did a heck of a job here at Louisville, man. And they could have waited to see how everything played out before you fired him.
We have a Thursday game.
Thursday night game.
I'll be honest, I keep forgetting about. A little shook up by this Brett McMurphy tweet.
Make it awkward.
I'm a little shook up, man.
I'm listening. Brett McMurphy tweet, Steve. Go ahead and kick it off.
Oh, no.
Kick it off. Don't run from it.
Oh, Steve.
First comment. I definitely like the Geno move and Zoe as a package deal. But if we can get an elite AD like Tom Jurich, yes, I'm aware of the baggage. While it would be that UM is very serious about returning to the top. And with that, I want to die.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Can you imagine this scene, Andy?
No.
If Tom Jurich goes to Miami and perhaps brings a Rick Pitino in and some badass football coach that you know is going to be a scoundrel and win.
What if he bought Charlie Strong?
Tom Jurich is going to be the athletic director of the Miami Hurricanes.
God, yes.
Get ready.
Happen.
Get ready.
Hurt, don't it?
Hurt, don't it? There's a ceremony. There's a ceremony
man.
Where Rummage gathers all of his Cardinal and Vols gear, and he does a ceremony in Nordy Sea where he burns it as an offering to Tom Jurich.
You know, he invited us, but we need to go to Nordy Sea.
Oh, he invited us?
Yeah, Cooper. Well, Cooper's in town, and he'll be cougar hunting, obviously. Cooper's in town.
What's he doing? He's just in Greece in a nightclub on Sunday.
He's back for a month.
Oh, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
For the
How
holidays.
About that?
He's
right.
Back for a month, month and a half or so.
Maybe Jack will go get a drink at Gerstle's.
Going to Gerstle's?
Yeah.
And Call of Duty. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, is Churchill Downs open at all in the next month or so?
I don't think
it's open. No, it's open until the end of the month, I think.
Oh,
there you go.
We know he'll be there.
How about that?
In his sweatpants. He'll be having a good time. But, yeah, Rummage is going to burn all of his Vol and Cardinal gear, and he's right. I mean, he wants to lead the state of Kentucky anyway. He's made
this
that
going
abundantly
to be
clear.
Hell.
Hell for you. I'm going to be in Miami.
There it is.
Welcome to 93.9 The Cane. It's Steve Rummage. Welcome in. Yeah, we're having a good time in here, everybody. It's a beautiful day out on the beach.
You look great in the turnover chain.
I know. Listen, that hurt. That hurt. You're right. That hurt. Reading that hurt.
Yeah.
You can hear the pain in his voice, man. You can hear the pain in his voice.
The Eagles' Devontae Smith had 2 touchdowns on Sundays. That hurt.
That hurt.
It hurt to see that.
Yeah. Look.
Steve's used to the hurt. Maven right now is used to the hurt. I mean, they're used to the hurt. Everyone's just hurt.
Yeah.
No one is well. Nothing. No one's.
Everyone's
no one's feeling good about anything.
You know if Tom gets this job. He's calling Jeff Walls and Dan McDonald. Who don't want to go to Miami? We in trouble, guys. What are we going to do?
Ken Lola's going to come out of retirement. That's a great point. That's a great point, Cool Guy Don. That's a great point.
Notice they didn't say Mack or Satterfield.
They told on themselves.
They did. They told
without
themselves.
Even knowing, the caller told on himself.
The first thing that popped in my brain is like, Walls, man. And McDonald's, like, what about Mac and Sat?
He's going to hire Rick. He's going to hire Rick and Tom are going to be down
in Coral Gables, Florida, in that little ass gym, kicking us up and down the floor.
They won't be able to play their games in that gym. They'll be playing at the Heat's arena. Can you imagine what Rick could do with NIL?
That's a good point.
In Miami?
What Tom could do.
They're already conceding the loss.
No offense to anybody offended.
I understand where they're coming from. I do. That was their glory days.
Well, listen.
I get it. I do. I'm not going to battle them on that.
I think the majority of people feel that way.
They do.
Do you guys agree with that? Jack, yes. Do you agree with that? Or are we too close to the situation?
Let them get there. Let him get Rick and let him get the players. And then they can come up here to the Ville and get spanked and sent home down there to South Beach. And then they'll know, hey, we wish we were still where we should be. Because Miami, they ain't Louisville, and we are.
Was that a Kentucky fan playing a prank?
Jack, I'm dying.
Tom Jurich is a good AD.
He's a great AD, man. Great AD.
Rick Pitino is also a good coach.
He's a great coach.
Great coach. Hall of Fame AD and a Hall of Fame coach. Ken Lola's Hall of Fame soccer coach. Dan McDonald would leave us to go to Miami.
God! Oh, man. Like, I understand it. I do. I really do.
I agree with the – I think that sentiment – listen, I think they're exaggerating.
They are. They're having fun.
I don't think everyone would be out the door, and not every coach got along with Tom. In fact,
right.
I mean, Tom and Rick didn't always, you know –
see eye to eye.
They weren't tied at the hip. But
especially during that –
the problem is, in our little world, it's nuclear – and it makes sense. And I said this yesterday or the day before, that I never have entertained any of this.
No.
I have never entertained Tom getting another job. And I don't know how real this is. Barry Jackson was the first one, and he's like one of the main insiders there in Miami, in that area. Brett McMurphy, listen, I think he's one of the best, but, I mean, it is known, you know, one of the sources, when something came out Louisville, I mean, they're, you know, it was from Tom, if you will. And, you know, that is, I mean, they had a good relationship, I should say.
Okay.
So I never know what to do with that. I mean, Tom wants back in the game.
Oh, 100% he
But,
does.
I mean, there's a part of me that feels like Tom Jurich might be Jeff Fisher.
Like it's past, it's like kind of past
Well, he
by.
Wants to get back in the game, but you're just never going to get back in the game.
Right,
now, listen,
okay, I gotcha.
Miami is... And a lot of schools are like this, so I get it. Hell, professional teams are like this. The New York Giants are like this. They're doing it right now with who they have. That it has to be. It can't be out of the box. It's got to be in family, right? Indiana.
Right.
Good God, Indiana
Mike
basketball.
Woodson is a
Indiana.
Great
well, Indiana basketball has run into this for decades now. Sure. In the last several coaches.
North Carolina.
And I guess Jack. What technically Archie was outside of that, right? I mean, I guess, right? He wasn't an Indiana guy,
no,
but that was obviously that was the big deal when Mike Woodson came back.
Yeah.
That would Tom fit the mold of all the old time Miami guys that are gonna have a say in this decision.
But the brashness in the
so
rogue,
I don't think
roguishness.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
I want to be clear with that. I think the percentage chance of it happening is damn near zero, but I agree with Maben Rummage that is how 75% plus of the fan base will feel like.
They're still fans. A large group of fans are like, you need to build a statue of Tom Jurich. That's not hyperbolic. I mean, they talk about that. Like, he needs some type of recognition for getting Louisville to the Sugar Bowl, getting Louisville into the ACC, getting them out of the dregs of being a program without a home. I mean, he did all that. They still revere Tom Jurich. Now, there's some that are like, oh, I didn't like the way he handled his business or the way he left us or this, that, not left, but like the way he left the program after being dismissed. But that's a small percentage. I think it's overwhelmingly people still support Tom Jurich.
Here's what we need to do. Are you ready to strike again?
Oh,
Is Big Rig ready to strike again?
Yes.
We need to call Miami Sports Radio.
Yeah, yes, I am ready.
And we can do the Tom Jurich angle, guys, if you want.
Yeah.
What if we did this angle? Tom Jurich is the AD. He'll be grooming his son, Mark.
Oh, yes.
To be
Mark
the next
Jurich,
AD,
absolutely.
AD. How about that?
Bring his son
How
along.
How about that? Bring his son along.
That's
like
what
secession.
He's doing here.
Like the show. Like Succession.
It's a great show. Succession.
This, it's. I don't know if it's falling off or not. I'm trying to decide this season.
Oh, I haven't started it decide. Yet. Season two is very good. The way they left it was good. I'm gonna after I finish Squid Game and then Midnight Mass, then I'll move to Succession.
Texas says I would be 100% be crushed if Jurich and Pitino went to Miami.
I think both.
He said we went from Jurich holding court at the games and the Godfather theme being played as Rick walked onto the floor. What the hell is going on?
Oh.
Texas says Tommy Turtleneck is going to make Louisville a commuter school yet again. I mean, it's not funny.
It's not.
It's a Kentucky fan.
Low-hanging fruit.
And it's not funny. But you like
school.
That. You like that.
I do. It warms my heart.
The BBN in you just can't let it go.
Yeah, I can't help it. I had to smile.
Texas says Tom Jurich walks out with a turnover chain on.
I need to see it. He brings back Nevin Shapiro to the into the fold.
Boy, I'm not going to read that one. I want to, but I'm not going to. Texas says, if Tom Jurich hires McDonald and Pitino, I'm going to be sick for a day.
You'd be sick.
But then order my Hurricane stuff the next day. Go Canes.
Dude.
93.9 the Canes.
I love that.
I love that from
that
Rubbage.
That was great. That was great stuff by Rubbage. I mean,
what is Pitino going to do with his roster? Whatever, 503.
Yeah,
whatever
the area code is.
Area code.
503-814-9680.
Call it up. Let's
Texas
go.
Says, why would he say Mac or Sat? Those aren't Tom's guys, you bleep.
That's fine. You can be mad at that, but again, that's a salty Louisville fan
it's
not recognizing. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
It's just stupid fodder.
And it made people mad. There's not a comment on the great Mac or the great Satterfield. Those are Tom's guys. It was a joke. Get over yourself. I mean, good grief. Yeah, you fat bleep. How dare you disparage Mac, who's suspended, and Satterfield, who's not even bowl eligible yet. They're great.
Are you done?
Yeah.
What Texas, the heck prompted that?
That stupid text. They're making like a comment like you know, that we all don't understand the writing on the wall of Mac and Satterfield right now, that people aren't happy with them in some capacity. Everything's great to that texter.
He's saying that Tom didn't hire those guys. So the point is that Lola and Walls, these are all Tom's hires.
I understand that they're...
Yeah, but you were just... I know what you were doing and what's funny. I could see why... Both of you are right. Strebel's funny because he's being an AH.
Yes.
And you're right, Texter, because you're catching him for being an AH.
Yeah.
Is that a good...
No, that's fine.
Okay,
we can meet in the middle there. Yeah.
Yes.
All
no,
right.
The Texter is not wrong.
No, the Texter's not wrong.
That you were off base, but obviously you were taking the obvious shot that needed to be taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was completely on base, and I'm safe.
Texas says, got to love the Coopers in town and going straight to Nordy C to look for those pineapples.
Hell yeah, he is.
Texas says, Sweeney's MAGA. What did I do?
I don't know what you did.
Texas says, Strebel's become lame.
No, I disagree with that.
Texas says, will Diener get a Miami shirt?
Yeah. Yes.
Has to be a question that's difficult to answer.
Right.
Really?
Of course Diener's going to get a Miami shirt.
We all are. Diener, to hell with Diener. Everyone will.
I did have Miami gear at one point of my life.
You're such a fraud.
I did. When Larry Coker was there with Ken Dorsey and Willis McGahee and all those teams, Frank Gore, when they were like blowing everybody out.
Oh, Strebel, is not good.
I had a Miami hat.
So you gave, and Kentucky had to be terrible then?
No. It was just, I just liked Miami, so I just bought a Miami hat. I just like that team.
That's all you bought?
Yeah, I swear.
You didn't
buy
a sweatshirt or a t-shirt?
That's a little bit different than clothes, plural, what you said 15 seconds prior.
I had a black Miami hat with the green and orange U on it. That's what I had.
You disgust me.
I did.
Honestly.
I liked them.
Ugh.
I like that team.
Jack, this is disgusting.
They were fun. It was a fun team. And they were the cool team in middle school when I was in like middle school too.
It's like me like putting on like a Chargers hat. Like, what is your problem?
They're not in the same conference as Kentucky. They never play each other. It's when they'll say he's got a hat one time. I was like, oh,
Texas
that's cool.
Says, who's Miami's version of too tall? I mean, listen. That ain't gonna be no problem.
It's not. What are we talking about here? It's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's that ain't no problem.
No.
All right.
We're good on that.
You don't worry about that. Listen, Jurich ever got hired, I'd faint. Literally, you guys would have to. Jack, I need the $100 back for my copay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be in the hospital. I'm going to be in the ambulance. You guys think I'm kidding.
No, I don't. I know you're
serious. I'm going to faint.
I think if that ever did happen, that you would have people volunteering to do extra radio for that. Instead of running and hiding, they'd be like, please put me on the air.
Texter says, every Cats fan has either Canes or Alabama gear. It's a true story. You're totally right.
You're totally right.
Doesn't matter. I look at you a little bit different right now.
It was a hat. I was in college. It was one hat.
Yeah, but you. I was in college. Like, there was some big experiment. Like, he was experimenting in some way. By the way, Biscuit's listening right now. I don't know if Biscuit heard us earlier.
Oh, I think he did.
But Biscuit, you're buried.
Yeah, I think
the KSR people are—they're gonna crush
they're gonna
you.
They're gonna come at you.
They're gonna come at
you. That sounds going.
And it's gonna be swift.
There's nothing you can do about it.
But you're done. Yeah. Just so you know that you're done.
He's gotta tell you. You're going. You were there with Blanket Baker while he's saying all that stuff. Sometimes Andy kept shrapnel from me.
Yeah. The whole show is me catching shrapnel from your rants.
And now Biscuit may have to catch some shrapnel from Blankenbaker.
Because people think it's me that's saying all these takes.
They do, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I know.
All the time. Texas says, Streeble's finally revealing he's a fraud.
Not a fraud. It was a hat one time.
Texas says, you guys burying the lead, give Jack his time to shine. Well, we talked with Pat Forty about it. We're going to talk about it here after the break. We can do that.
Yeah,
we can
dive back
to the 5 o'clock hour as well. Mike DeCourcy is going to join us. Let's take a break. On the other end, we'll continue to bend the knee to Jack Grossman and a possible disconnect in football. And Big Easy went on a date night. What did he do? We'll tell you coming up next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a young lass. You go out
yeah,
and you
no,
have...
belly shots. Ever heard of them?
Well, what?
Belly shots.
I don't know what that... I don't know what that is. That's... That's foreign to me. I don't know what a belly shot is.
And James Strebel.
Have you actually never had a belly shot?
Shut up, Jack!
welcome to the Late Nights with Justin Dufresne.
Yeah. Right. Even I've had a belly shot.
Stop it!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Sounds like the music that Cooper wakes up to. Like, this is
his ringtone.
Oh, I
can see that.
It really does.
His alarm goes off, it's bam.
It really does.
I like it.
Hey, couple different things. Bellarmine basketball back in action tonight. The Knights on the road in St. Mary's. Pre-game coverage, 9:45, tip-off 10 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. And later tonight, your boy Jack Grossman is going to be on around 11 o'clock or so for the IU post-game show.
Big game tonight. Indiana St. John's, baby.
That's right. Mike Anderson.
It's a game.
Yes.
Yeah, you had two mics.
It is a game.
Facing off.
Thank you for
it
that.
It is a game against a power conference team.
There you go.
That's what it is.
That's a better
team. That they might lose.
There we go.
Well.
We hope so. Anyway, and then lastly, Louisville City, obviously in action Saturday night on the road in Tampa Bay. And if Louisville wins, they'll be back. Championship Sunday, next Sunday. And we'll have it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Okay. So I want to play some more sound here at some point.
All right.
Okay, is that all right with you?
I would love sound. Yeah.
I want to read the text line. I need to call you out for one more thing, and then we'll do football, okay?
Okay. Me.
And multiple people now text me this, and on the text line, that you fibbed about your Miami gear. Strebel admitted that he had Miami gear for a brief time.
I had a hat, yeah.
Well, here's what you said. You said it was in middle school.
No.
And then you said it was in college.
No, I said they were very popular in middle school.
Okay.
Back in the day where they had, you know, Jimmy Johnson and all that. And then they were cool again when I was in college.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Those are two different time periods. I'm sorry the text line can't keep up with what I'm saying because I'm so far advanced. But that is it. Yes. I was referencing two times when Miami was awesome when I was younger.
Texas says, oh, my God, Strieble also had a pause with Kentucky.
There was not a pause. I was still.
You had a pause with Kentucky.
I did not. No, I did
well,
not.
You did.
I did. No,
no
I
he
didn't.
Did, but it was just with Kentucky football.
No, I just bought one hat. It was a hat that I wore just for maybe a year, and then that was it.
Doesn't that qualify as a pause?
Yeah, but
I was still had Kentucky
men,
gear.
Men
it's
and
not
women
like
go through men and women
yeah, Kentucky basketball. Gear.
Men and women go through pauses.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm living proof of that.
Well, yeah, no, but they go through phases as well, right? Like maybe you and your wife broke up. You went through a convertible phase or a stripper phase or something
well,
like
no,
that. And she went, I want to date doctor's phase or whatever it may be.
Right.
And then, you know, maybe after a couple years, you can get back together. But there's phases in life. You went through a Miami phase.
No, it was just one hat when they were really good.
You're
and
being
like
crushed
said,
over this.
That's fine. They can crush me all they want. I mean, their Lord Rummage openly roots for Tennessee.
No, these are Kentucky fans crushing you.
Oh,
these are not Louisville fans.
These are Kentucky fans, I think. No, that's fine.
Really?
They're Kentucky fans. All the Alabama football Kentucky fans, I don't want to hear it from Kentucky fans. I don't want to hear it. They cheer for Alabama football like it's like life and death. They just started liking Kentucky football recently.
I don't know how many Kentucky.
I had to sit through crap with
you
Guy
know
Morris.
Any Alabama
and,
football fans?
Huh? Yes, absolutely, I do.
You guys know. I only know one. I got to be honest.
Oh, I know one, maybe two
in my life.
I know a handful.
So Jack Grossman is a legend. You know a handful. That are basketball fans on the UK side and Alabama football fans on the football. Really?
Yes. I do.
I think I only know like one or two.
I know. And that's the running joke. It's the Kentucky fans.
Well, I know the running joke.
And it's a true thing. It's true. So I don't want to hear this from Kentucky fans. I bought one hat in my life. And another thing, like these other fans like never bought another piece of college gear. It's all blue all the time. Well, that's
no,
a lie.
I disagree with
that's
you.
That's a lie.
You think Blankenbaker's bought something from Memphis or Wake Forest or something like that?
Maybe not Memphis or Wake Forest. But
I don't know why I thought of them, too.
Yeah, I was like,
well, one was a rival.
I'm sure Blankenbaker's had gear from another college at some point in his life. I think he has.
Texas says, it was just one hat. It meant nothing to me.
That's what it sounds like. It's true. I was still cheering for Kentucky football, watching every Saturday, and playing NCAA, you know, 2K, the first iteration of it, and simulating Kentucky games. I was doing EA Sports.
Texas says, is Strieble more attractive than John C. Reilly?
Oh, the actor. Yeah, I think so.
Texas says the convertible phase and the stripper phase are virtually the same thing, both topless. Texas says, I bet Strieble had a Miami starter jacket.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I had a Kentucky starter jacket. I did.
Texas says, Strieble went through a phase. He's a fraud. It's cool. You're a fraud.
I'm not a fraud. I had one hat. I'd like to see all your bona fides. Send them in. Send your wardrobe in. Go ahead. Give me all the pictures, all your cat's gear that you wear every single day. Your cat's underwear, your cat's socks, your cat's a toothbrush, and whatever you have. Let me see it. Come on, Big Blue Betty. Let's go. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Big Blue Betty.
That's ridiculous. I mean, like no one's ever had another. It was a Miami hat. I thought they were fun. Sue me. Like there's not a college football or basketball team that Kentucky fans out there watch and be like, wow, that's a fun team to watch. They're kind of easy to root for. It's a lie.
Texas says Rummage almost played at Tennessee a little different there. Big Rig. Did he almost or did he go on a?
He
I don't
went
know
on
the
a visit. I don't
he
know
went
the
on
particulars.
A visit.
Yes, I don't know the particulars.
What happened on the visit, Rummage? Tell us.
Oh yeah, I want to know. Where'd they take you?
Texas says I'm coming in blind to this, fellas. Strieble, your take sucks.
Which one?
Texas says Louisville fans cheer for Cincinnati football. No, they don't.
Yes, they are. I bet we've battled with Louisville football fans like taking up for Cincinnati football. Yes, we have.
No,
so
they
all
don't
these
cheer for them. There's a difference. They don't buy
right.
gear.
They don't buy gear, but
they'll buy gear.
As Blankenbaker says, they'll fill their diapers when I say Cincinnati football doesn't belong in the college football playoff.
Those are two different things.
No, which
those
works?
Those are two different things.
I disagree.
Those are
I would sit and cry and
battle.
You
spent money on a
$20 at Liz.
You broke your father's heart.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
He saw me in the hat. He didn't care.
Jack, do you think he did? I think he did. I think he did.
I think he did. And also, spending tangible money is a bigger deal than crying and moaning about it on Twitter.
Oh, I disagree. Spending time trying to argue with radio gas bags over the merits of Cincinnati football in the college football playoff is 100 times worse than buying a hat. But, I mean, like driving and texting mad because
which
I
do
said
all the time. You drive and tweet.
I don't. Only at red lights.
Well, you text and drive all
no,
the time.
No, this is at red lights. But, no, I mean, these people, they're saying, you bought a hat one time. This is not as bad as me going to battle. Because Cincinnati's better than you, and you cry about it. And I don't want to hear from these Louisville fans saying it's not the same thing. It's way worse what you do, taking up for Luke Fickell. For Luke Fickell. Luke Fickell doesn't give a damn about you. He's in the Big 12 next year. He lasts at Louisville football. How about that? They look down on you, but you want to battle for them.
Oh man!
How about that? I don't want to hear it. it's just ridiculous because I had a hat one time. All of a sudden, I'm a fraud. I'm not
Listen,
a fan.
Well,
I do UK post game show.
On,
I get paid
on.
By UK
hang
blog.
On, hang on.
What else? How many more bona fides do I need? I'm a Twitter terrorist for Kentucky. I told John Calipari, thank you for what you've done.
Here's the thing. All of that is true. Here's the thing. People, like, they don't get on Jack for his dual citizenship.
They don't. Louisville and okay? IU fans.
Because all the teams are crappy.
Some people, and I don't like that, by the way, some people can get away with it.
Well, Jack's lovable. I'm not.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying here. That's fine.
Like, Blankenbaker says I had MTSU gear and Bellarmine gear. That's not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having Oregon gear. I'm talking about having Kansas gear. I'm talking about
something like... I don't
believe
Blankenbaker.
Okay, well, that's fine. You don't have to believe him. I do believe him.
Okay. I believe one. So, I mean, maybe a Notre Dame hat snuck its way in there
at some
point.
If he came in with a Michigan hat on, is this because he thinks they're cool?
Yeah.
What would we... I mean, Diener would faint.
Who thinks Michigan's cool?
Well, you know what I mean. Settle down, Tom. You put a 9 win sticker on your laptop
damn
when they
right
didn't
I
win
did.
9 games.
They didn't win 9 games. Oh.
Hey, they lost 9 games this year.
Texas says, did Strebel sniff the hat? Again, Strebel doesn't sniff garments of clothing.
Yes.
It bothers him.
It bothered me greatly. I mean, no, I didn't sniff a hat. I wish I never would have brought that up.
Texas says, I bet Strebel had his Miami hat on, looking all proud while his wife was driving him around.
I had it, again, when I was in college, when I was at Bellarmine. I was like 20 years old.
Texas says, Strebel, be honest, you still have the hat.
I don't. I really don't. I promise I don't.
Texas says, good Lord, Strebel, they used to be our rivals. Oh, keg of nails. Sorry, yeah. Texas says, Karina's a real-life basketball Benny.
He is. He's a living embodiment of that. Yes.
Texas says, what if Jurich hired Jeff Brohm? Put that up at ESPN 680. No. If Tom Jurich took over Miami, who would you rather have him not hire? Rick Pitino, Jeff Brohm.
Oh.
Put that up at ESPN 680. But first, before you do that, Jack... We're just going to mix in a piece of blank sound since
okay,
we think
good.
You're riled up.
Yeah.
This is blank. We don't believe telling the truth here. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm ready.
Well, so, real quick, I just want to say shout out to Jack Grossman for asking Coach Cal an IU-related question last night. He's my hero.
Did he? What did he say?
Do you want me to pull here? You read the text line. Give me a sec. I'll pull it up and we'll circle back.
Okay. Yeah. I want to circle back to that. I didn't realize that because, you know, I don't listen to the UK post game or anything like that.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a fib. Blank, that's a fib. Yeah, it's a fib. You've listened to the UK post game show before.
He loves the tears.
He didn't listen to it when they win.
Oh, of
if they win,
not.
It's like me. I don't either. If like when Louisville won on Saturday, like I listened to a little bit of it, but I don't go as deep as when they lose.
No, you only listened on Saturday because it was a train wreck.
No, I was listening to it before that happened.
Oh, okay.
I was.
The whole thing was a train wreck.
I was tuned in before everything really went off the rails. Yes, I was listening to Ennis. But that's a fib, Mark. You do listen to the UK postgame show. I don't believe you for one second that's true. I mean, he just tried to play. I don't listen to the Big Red Mark doesn't listen to the UK postgame show. Come on.
Texas says, Dribble's found a new hill. Where do we send flowers?
What hill is that I had a hat one time?
Texas says, I bet Strieble was also a Cowboys fan with Jorts and Jordan's fake rig.
Never had a Cowboy anything. Now, my brother was a Cowboys fan when we were kids.
Shocker.
And then he switched to the Packers.
So from one bandwagon to another.
We're finding out things right now that this is... You're stripped naked right now.
That was my brother. I've always liked the Cleveland Browns.
You know what? Shame on you for breaking your father's heart.
He didn't break his heart.
Both of you. That's... Your brother especially going full Louisville.
He went full Louisville.
Shame on him. I don't know his name. Otherwise, Andrew. I would say his name. That's it. Yeah. I don't know. I just had no idea. I could not remember. And shame on you. And then for that year, flaunting that Miami hat while he's gutting through Busch Lights watching that damn Kentucky football team.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Ken Dorsey throw to Jeremy Shockey.
I watched both.
Shame on you.
Who wasn't watching Ken Dorsey throw
Shame.
To Jeremy Shockey?
Shame.
Everybody was.
Shame.
That's fine.
Shame.
Little
Game of Thrones
on
a Wednesday?
Little
GOT
on
Wednesday? The walk
of shame, Cersei had to do on the way back to the palace to the Red Keep. I missed that show, even though it sucked at the last two seasons. It was awesome.
Oh, goodness. Texas says, stop it, Andy, with the Jared stuff. You're killing me. It's mean.
It's not mean. It's Brent McMurphy tweeted it.
Texas says, I hate blank, but at least he's the real fan. Zero chance he ever wore another team's gear. Fraud daddy. We've lost everything.
No. I disagree. I think at some point in his life, even as a child at one point maybe, Mark Blankenbaker had another hat or shirt that's a college that wasn't Louisville. I'm telling you.
Texas says, Rig doesn't have the hat anymore because Kellen took it. That could be the case as well.
This was like, I'm going to be 40. This was 20 years ago.
You're a man.
It's gone. It's been gone. I don't know where it is.
Let's take a quick break. Mike DeCourcy will join us on the other end. We'll talk with him. We didn't get into it there, and it's my fault. I actually wanted to dive into a take on UofL football. We may get to that after DeCourcy, if nothing else. Tomorrow, obviously, we'll be in some way previewing the game between Louisville and Duke. Pat Forty brought up the point that, they might, I wonder if it comes out before the game that this is it for Cutcliffe. Like, if it comes out tonight or tomorrow, if there's any sort of an official word.
Right.
Would this be his last home game, I would imagine?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
I mean, they're so bad. They are so bad. So Louisville may have to answer some energy early on, which, by the way, I would actually, on its surface, back that. I think that would be needed. I think that would be a good thing for Louisville to have to deal with that to see if they're awake or not.
To see if they're ready to go and
take care of business and really have a little bit of that momentum going into the Kentucky game. So that's something obviously we'll be talking about tomorrow. Mike DeCourcy joins us next. It's The Take on Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.